A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon, around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So, when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden in the heat." He said to them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give the last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?" Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. This parable is positioned particularly in an interesting place in Matthew's Gospel. Immediately after this parable, Jesus is going to make his third prophecy of his passion. And then there's the story of James and John jockeying for status. And finally, at the end of chapter 20, Matthew will end with the two blind men at Jericho who call out to Jesus. And Jesus says, "What do you want from me?" And they say, "Lord, open our eyes." The evangelist seems to be trying with all of his might to help us see as God sees, to see that there is no limit to generosity and no merit in the reign of God. There is no limit to mercy and no merit of it in the reign of God. In the reign of God, there is no limit to God's benefaction, God's goodness, God's openness, God's seeking us out, God's anything. This is in stark contrast to first century Palestinian thinking. Our Mediterranean ancestors in faith believed that everything, jobs, wealth, honor, status, kindness, mercy, everything was limited in quantity and already distributed. There was no more than there already existed. Jobs were not something you sought after because jobs belonged to the employers and the jobs had already been handed out to employers. So the employer sought the laborer. Our first century listeners to Jesus' parable expected that the landowner would go out and hire. One twist is that he hires five times in one day. It's a twist, but it's not parabolic. When one has ownership of jobs, this is the honorable thing to do, as long as there are jobs. The honorable thing to do for the laborer in first century Palestine is to wait for the invitation and to accept it when it comes. What is the unexpected parabolic behavior is that when the first listeners to this parable hear the landowner tell his foreman, begin with the last ones hired to receive their pay. This is not the normal behavior of an employer. No, this is the behavior of a patron. For in first century Palestine, patrons were the powerful individuals who controlled the limited resources and handed out favors to their inferiors based on relationship. In the patron system, a fixed relationship of friendship, personal knowledge, favoritism had in it a reciprocity between social unequals. So back to this scene. So as those first who were hired are approaching, they see the employer acting like a patron. So the first hired assume they too will be clients to the patron as they approach, rather than employees. Here's where the parabolic smash occurs. But no, when they get up there, indeed, the relationship is employee and landowner. Now they're pulling their hair out. Which is it? We too. Which is it, God? Is it that God is employer or patron? Jesus reminds us, both and, not either or. In God's reign, all receive what we need. What is received is always more than enough of what we need. In God's reign, it is more about reciprocity of relationship and belonging than it is about merit or status. Like the first hired, many of us 21st century disciples would rather give the landowner the evil eye, which is the direct translation of the Greek here in verse 15, the evil eye meaning drop dead. We would rather keep our sense of who deserves mercy, our sense of what it means to be moral, our sense of what it means to be open, our sense of who's invited and who isn't and who gets paid what, than to hold on to the vision of Jesus Christ and the reign of God. We, like the first hired, can be blinded by our superego. My name was left out. That was really my idea. Was that fair? Today, we can learn from the landowner the lesson of both and thinking, both and seeing, both and hearing, both and. Jesus, our Christ, 100% divine, 100% human, is the incarnated presence of God's both and thinking. And today, Christ invites us to see two things around us. A vineyard abundantly ready for harvest, and those standing right next to us who are longing for dignity, purpose, and the invitation to participate in what gives life meaning. Maybe the evangelist and Jesus are setting us up for the big question to be asked later this week when the two blind men approach him and he asks us, what do you want from me? Maybe standing here today with the landowner and all those hired, we will have the softness of heart, the awareness of our need for mercy, to be able to respond, Lord, open our eyes